hello, everyone, and welcome to the D Group Leader podcast. This is episode 5. And, today we are going to be looking at over the next 3 episodes, we're going to be looking at pitfalls that we could experience in our D groups. And I'm really excited to talk about this with you guys, because I think that this is something that really a lot of us, and I'd say even myself, that we struggle with and deal with within our groups. Now, before we get into that today, I just wanted to recap a little bit of just some things that have been going on in the life of our church. We just had our D group leader meeting just 2 weeks ago, and man, it was really good. We had Pastor Keith there who gave us some insight on how to do pastoral care, kind of a crash course in pastoral care within our D groups. I just thought he did a really good job of helping us to understand some basics of that. Hopefully that was helpful for you. If you missed that D group leader workshop, shoot me an email, because I would love to just send you the resources that Pastor Keith sent out so that you can have that available for you. The biggest thing I think that we really wanted to take away from that was that you understood that you have a whole team of people that are behind you, that when a pastoral care need comes up, you know, you have a group member that's in crisis or something's going on in your group that you need help with, that you have D group shepherds, you have pastors, including myself, you have biblical counselors, you have a whole team of people, I mean, really, to come around you and come alongside you and help you in those things. We are not in this alone. And so hopefully you felt that and understood that when we met at the D group leader meeting. We have another one that's coming up in April, on Sunday, April 7th. So I hope that you can join us for our D group leader meeting, where we're going to be looking at how we can, and really why we are helping our D group members to take a next step in their own discipleship and spiritual growth this year. And so we're going to be looking at that. Well, let's dig into our episode today. We're going to be looking at, like I said, pitfalls that we might experience in D groups over these next 3 episodes. And in this first one, we're going to be looking at how actually focusing on community can be a pitfall in our D groups. And that's right. I said it. Focusing on community can be a major pitfall in our D groups. Now, let me sort of back up here and sort of work through how we get to that conclusion. The goal of discipleship, the goal of D groups, really is, we talked about this before, it's that we're trying to help people to receive Christ as Lord, right, through the preaching of the gospel, that they would receive Christ as Lord, and then we're teaching them how to live with Christ as Lord. We're teaching them how to walk in Him, how to live according to the gospel, how to spread the gospel. So there's definite goals in mind that we're trying to accomplish with our D groups. I mean, really, community is a byproduct of this process. You know, we get together with a bunch of people, we're going through this process together, we're encouraging each other and all that stuff, and community actually becomes a byproduct of that, and a very good and healthy byproduct of that. It's where we find what we call our 3 a.m. friends. Who are the people in your life who you can call at 3 a.m. when you need something? But you know what? Having 3 a.m. friends and having community around us, you know, this is not the goal that we're trying to accomplish. This is actually something that I think makes our D groups very distinct from some other churches. Honestly, there are a lot of churches out there who are following what we would call a seeker-sensitive model, an attractional model, and these churches are doing things in a way where they're just trying to get people into small groups for the purpose of making friends. And they do this because this is a church growth strategy. Because what they understand, they figured out that if people's best friends are at the church, that it's going to be much harder for them to leave. Okay, it's a church growth model. But this is not discipleship. Making friends is not discipleship. Okay, you can make friends anywhere. You don't need a church to do that. And so we have a very specific goal as a church. Remember that Christ has commissioned the church to go and make disciples of all nations, right? And that's our goal. We are making disciples. And so there needs to be movement in our groups. See, people may be in a group for a time. They get discipled, they learn, they grow. But God certainly doesn't want them to stay there forever. There needs to be some kind of movement. In fact, we need to have our groups splitting. We just do. I'm going to be direct with us about this, because the thing is if we're not seeing movement in our groups, if we're not seeing groups replicating themselves, then we're failing. We're failing at discipling our people. See, God may be calling members of your group to do other things, to lead another D group in the future. God may be calling people in your group to go into missions. God may be calling people in your church to move to another church. Honestly, what if they're being called to move somewhere because of their job or because of whatever situation, and then they're called to spread what they've learned? You know, this reminds me of Acts. At the beginning of the book of Acts, in chapter 6, you read about Stephen. And there's this whole episode that takes place where Stephen is basically, he's wrongfully accused, and he is seized and put on trial. And then after the trial is over, and he's just really straight up and honest with them during the trial in chapter 7. And then Acts chapter 8, the very beginning, check out what happens. It says, "And there arose on that day," this is chapter 8, verse 1 through 3, "there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made great lamentation over him. But Saul was ravaging the church and entering house after house. He dragged off men and women and committed them to prison." Now, all of this seems terrible, right? It seems absolutely awful that this stuff would happen to Christians, to people in the church. But you know what? God used this, because what happens immediately after is you see people, men and women who are Christians, get sent to other areas around the Mediterranean world, and they're bringing the gospel with them. Church, this is what we need to be seeing in our groups. We need to see replication and movement. And this is because this is how the gospel is going to spread. Now, let's talk really quickly here about some dangers that we will encounter when we focus on community in our D groups. Okay, I have four things that I want to point out to you about this. The first is that if we focus on community for our D groups, the purpose of the group can quickly boil down to just developing human relationships. The first thing that'll go is their study, is their prayer time. It's all the things that make the group really focus on discipleship and spiritual growth. So what happens is it's really easy just to say, like, well, we'll just hang out tonight, or we're just going to have a dinner together. And then all of a sudden, the purpose of the group will just be boiled down to just developing those relationships. And we see this all the time in the church today. People come into our church, actually, and immediately, like, they visited the church once or twice, and the first thing that they want to do is they want to be in a D group because they want to find friends. They've come because they have an expectation that the purpose of the group is community. This is how they're going to get connected. But you know what? That's not it. This is not the purpose of our D groups. Our D groups are designed to help people grow spiritually, right? We are discipling people. That's the purpose. So that's the first danger. The second danger that we see, if we focus on community, we're actually going to lose what makes our groups distinctly Christian. Like I said before, like, other organizations can use groups to build community. Weight Watchers, 12-step programs, exercise groups, book clubs, like, all that sort of stuff. They'll use groups in order to build friendships and community. Anybody can do that. You just follow those same basic principles of what it looks like to build a community and to build friendships, and boom, it works. That's how human beings are built. But what makes a D group distinctly Christian is because our purpose is to make disciples. We're focused on growing and maturing believers. We're focused on sending them out to be ministers of the gospel, and we're focused on the gospel itself. We can't compromise on the things that make our group distinctly Christian. And focusing on community will quickly lead us to the place where we start to lose those things. Okay, so that's the second danger. The third danger that we see when we focus on community is that groups centered on the community itself tend to be more problem-centered. They end up being introverted. They need and really just focused on their own needs, and ultimately, what it becomes is like a group where people come together and they talk about their issues. They talk about how bummed out they are that this happened, or this is going on at work, or whatever, and you guys, Christian small groups, like we can do that because, you know, junk happens in our lives, and we can rely on our friends and our groups to pray for each other, for encouragement, to move forward with things. And that's a good thing. But that cannot be our primary focus. Our primary focus is actually to move people forward in their discipleship, is to move people forward in their spiritual growth. Now, you may start to look at your group right now and think like, you know, maybe that's us a little bit. Like maybe we're tending to lean that way a little bit more. We seem to like prayer time seems to be all about problems. You guys, what if, and let me just paint a picture for you really quick. Like what if our groups were so focused on the gospel and so focused on the mission that they were on in life, to spread the gospel to their neighbors and their friends, that prayer time at your group was no longer about the problems that they were facing, but it was about praying for the people that they're ministering to. I mean, what if your prayer time was so focused on, okay, how am I going to preach the gospel to my friend at work? Or how am I going to connect with my neighbor so that I can tell her the gospel? Like, what if our prayer time was about that rather than the stuff that comes up in our life? Like, wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be so cool? I mean, that just excites me to think about it. So that's the third thing, that we tend to be problem-centered when we're focused on community. And here's the last thing, you guys, and this is the biggest one, is really that if community is the focus, then the group becomes the end and not the means. If the community is the focus, the group becomes the end and not the means. Let that sink in for a second. I mean, Jesus doesn't tell us to go and make a bunch of friends that we're going to stick together until we die. No, that's not what we're saying. We're saying Jesus says to go and make disciples, to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to teach them to obey all that he has commanded. And that's our goal, you guys. That's what we're trying to do. And so, yes, we're good friends with the people in our groups, and we love the people in our groups, of course. But you know what? We don't need to have a small group to have friends. We really don't. At the end of the day, we have a small group. We have a D group to help them, to help us, to help each other to grow spiritually. And that's the focus of it. That's the purpose of it. D group leaders, I really want to encourage you in this. As you look at your group, let's see what we can do to avoid this pitfall and to keep the focus of our group on making disciples and not on community. Well, the next time that we meet, we're going to be talking through the next pitfall that we're going to run into. And this is really a pitfall of experience. And I'll explain what that's about next time on the D Group Leader podcast.